This is TechSide Daily, the daily voice of Tech Cocoon. Your briefing on the companies, the capital, and the policies shaping African technology. Here is what matters on August 3, 2026. Embedded finance is quietly rewiring Africa's informal retail, with B2B platforms layering credit and payments onto informal shops. A trend that aligns with our read at Tech Cocoon, that the durable value in African fintech sits in the settlement layer, not the interface layer. This means companies that integrate deeply with banks and mobile money schemes have a defensible asset, and those that focus on slick apps and prepaid card programs are just burning marketing budget. For a builder, the implication is to focus on building integration depth rather than just a user-friendly interface to create a lasting competitive advantage. What's driving this trend, and can it be replicated in other areas of African commerce, like mobility, where battery swapping is becoming a dominant model? With companies like Ecoboda and Ampersand betting on the economics of swapping over charging? The answer lies in the fact that battery swapping allows for a more efficient use of capital, as companies can deploy more vehicles with the same number of batteries. And it also reduces the upfront cost for consumers, making electric vehicles more affordable. For an operator, the implication is to consider the total cost of ownership and the efficiency of their business model when deciding between swapping and charging. As we see more investment flowing into African tech, particularly from Japanese investors, who are shifting their focus from fintech to hardware, mobility, and infrastructure, it's clear that the continent is becoming an increasingly important destination for global investors. Yesterday, we talked about the Pan-African expansion trap and how founders should resist the urge to expand too quickly. But for an investor, the implication is to take a closer look at the Japanese investment strategy and consider how it can be applied to their own portfolio, particularly in areas like mobility and infrastructure. But what about the role of stablecoins in African startup funding, which took roughly 70% of venture funding in May 2026, a trend that challenges our position that stablecoins are a settlement technology, not a crypto story, and that the defensible position is the fiat edge, not the chain. The fact that stablecoin infrastructure is taking over startup funding suggests that the crypto narrative is still dominant, at least in the short term, and that our position may need to be revised. For a builder, the implication is to consider the risks and opportunities of stablecoin funding, and to think carefully about how to navigate the regulatory landscape, and to ask themselves, what happens to dollar stablecoin demand in a market the year its central bank launches a credible local instant payment system or licensed FX channel? That has been TechSide Daily from Tech Tycoon, mapping African innovation from market signal to execution and funding. The full reporting is waiting for you at techcocoon.org. We will be back tomorrow. TechSide Daily is a production of Tech Cocoon, founded by Dr. Victor Akeiza.